It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for September 29th.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Today's word is gauntlet, spelled G-A-U-N-T-L-E-T. Gauntlet is a noun that means a glove worn with medieval armor to protect the hand. It can also mean any of various protective gloves used especially in industry, or an open challenge as to combat, usually used in phrases like throw down the gauntlet. Gauntlet can also mean a dress glove extending above the wrist. Here's the word used in a sentence from The Talisman by Stephen King and Peter Straub. "No," Jack answered. He stared up at the advancing night, and his hand wrapped itself tightly around the guitar pick in his pocket. The spike-studded gauntlets came up toward the visor of its bird helmet. They raised it. The word gauntlet comes from the Middle French word gantelet, the diminutive of the word gant, G-A-N-T, meaning glove. The gauntlet that means severe trial, ordeal, or double file of armed men is a different word that originates from the Swedish word gata, meaning lane or way. To throw down the gauntlet is to issue an open challenge, while to pick up the gauntlet is to accept an open challenge. These figurative phrases come from the conventions of medieval combat. The gauntlet was the glove of a suit of armor. To challenge someone to combat, a knight would throw his glove at another knight's feet. The second knight would take it up if he intended to accept the challenge, in which case a jousting match might ensue. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.